let's consider a case where you have a maid, and your friend goes, oh, you got a maid. Who is it? And you get the phone number, and you call up and say, come to me, I'll give you an extra dollar an hour. Is that mutter? Is it mutter to take someone's employee? Right? A maid, a babysitter. Well, you for that night, you mean? A babysitter, you don't have a steady babysitter. But if, you know, there's a chasen, everyone's going to. Okay, well, I don't think there's... A maid is a weekly job. A babysitter, I don't think you can have a regular babysitter unless you're talking, there's a babysitter for a chasen. Now, can you go snatch her, you know, after...
You say you have another day.
Right, yeah, but let's say there is no other. This is the last day. This is the last day. It's Pesach is coming, right? And there's only a few days left for those Sundays. Okay? And let's go back to last week. Let's first see Tosfos. Right? The end of the Tosfos that we left off with last week says like this. Right? Tosfos last week said that if you have a job, I can come to your employer and to your teacher somewhere. I can go to your school and say, hire me instead. That's like taking away his parnasa. That's Asir. And Tosfos has the flip side now. And that's the nice shir. Avim Sachar Balabais Melamid Echad. If a Balabais hired a teacher, Yochab Balabais Acher, another Balabais, either a school or a father's hiring a tutor for his child. If someone hired a teacher, let's say a tutor, another father, another Balabais, can hire that teacher. Veinu Yochel Lomer HaBalabais, and the first father can't tell the second father, Lech Uskar Melamed Acher, go hire someone else, leave my child alone, why are you taking his teacher away from him? The name Olay, because he could say to him, Amos Eni El Lezeh, I need this teacher for my child. Shoikim Adumali, it seems to me, Shezeh Yilmud Veni Yofeh Melamed Acher, this guy will do a better job than any other teacher. Tosu says that you can headhunt for a teacher at least. That if your friend, maybe you won't be a friend anymore, but if you know someone that has the best tutor for his child, and he's paying him whatever he's paying him, you can go to that employee, that teacher, that tutor, and say, work for me. We learned last week there's this problem with Ani HaMahapech Mecharara. Last week we had the Gemara, and the Gemara said that if you have a poor person trying to get a piece of food from a rich person, another person's not allowed to go step in there and grab it from him. That's what we learned last week. You can't step in someone's domain. The poor person is trying to get this piece of food, so you're not allowed to go undercut him. You can't take it away from him. So why is it that you're allowed to take a teacher, the tutor, away from this guy? He has his teacher teaching his son, and you're taking it away from him. Why is it permitted to do? That's the question that the whole shiur is going to revolve around. Once we learned last week that you can't take away, you know, the poor person is cultivating this relationship with this guy, a broker is trying to arrange some deal to sell a house, you can't go in and step and take it away from him. He has his parnasa. He's ready to get this parnasa, like we said, Moshe, with the fish. You have the fisherman who has the nets out there, and the fish is on its way in. You can't snatch it away from that fisherman because he already has it in his hands. I already bagged this client. I already bagged this sale, and you're not allowed to go step in and snatch it from someone. Why are you allowed? Why is Tosfos say that the father is allowed to hire that teacher and snatch that teacher away from the other father? Okay, so the first way of understanding it is, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like this also, that's the first two things on the handout. Let's go back to the halacha of Ani HaMahapech V'Charara. The Gemara said in Kiddushin that this mice happened with Rav Abba. He bought someone's land and he undercut someone else buying the land. So Yisuk told him the following halacha. Ani Mahabit Mecharara, if a poor man is trying to find this cake, he's cultivating the rich person to get that money from him. Rabbi Acher Natolaim, and another person came and snatched it from him. My, what's the halacha? Amar Le Rav Abba said to him, Kara Rashi's called a Rasha. You have someone trying to get that cake and you snatch it from him? you're a Rasha for doing such a thing. Now Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, what kind of cake was this Oni trying to get? The first pshat Rashi says was, Mechaze acharel lishol tzomino hefker. He knows that there's some cake, you know, like maybe if the caterer after the wedding, they leave all the food outside for anyone to take. And this poor guy is going over there to take that cake from hefker. It's hefker, it's in the ready to, for anyone to take. It's in hefker, and so the other guy can't come and snatch it away. That's the first pshat. It's there for anyone to take, and this person is getting there, he's there first. So you can't like snatch it away from him, out from under his nose. And the second pshat is, it's more like we've been saying until now, that this poor person was cultivating a relationship with a certain balabayas, or a broker with a client to buy a house. So you can't take that away from him, he's been working for it. You can't take that away from him. Now Tosus doesn't like Rashi's first pshat. Tosus said, Rashi said that you're talking where you're taking it away from Hefker, and you're still not allowed to snatch it away. So Tosfos says, what do you do with the Mishnah in Bava Metziah? The Mishnah says over there, Ro'as ha-metziah v'nofel aleha. If someone sees a Hefker object in the street, something that doesn't have any simon, something that you're allowed to keep if you find some cash with no simon on it, and he's trying to get it, or he put his clothes over to try to, you know, he's getting it now. Ovach, but not when someone else went and snatched it out. Harehi shalom. It's his. He can keep it. Right? The second guy can keep it. So Tosfos asks, but if the din of Oni Hamahapech B'Charar applies to ownerless objects, right? If this halacha, if this law applies to ownerless objects, the hefker, why can the second one acquire this thing? It's the first one is going after the hefker. He is a poor person, a proverbial poor person, going after an ownerless object, a hefker object, and he should get it. The second guy shouldn't be able to get it. So the Rabbeinu Tam, because of this, says a big chiddush. He says a big limitation to the law of this Ani Hamhapech B'Charara. He says that this whole prohibition that we talked about last week, that you're not allowed to undercut someone, you're not allowed to snatch something from someone's hands, that's only talking where the first guy can tell the second guy, leave me alone, you can get it somewhere else. What are you bothering to get my cake from? You can go to the other place and get cake there. Don't take my thing away from me. Don't take my client away. You can get another client. Why are you bothering with mine? But if the thing that the first one is trying to get is unavailable anywhere else, it's not a something you could buy in a store. It's not something you can get anywhere. It's a one-of-a-kind item. It's something that you found in the street. So then, first come, first serve. There's a nice guy's finish last. If it's something that's unavailable, so then you don't have any right just because you're trying to get it. It's unavailable anywhere else. I'm not going to be a nice guy at your expense. Right? That's what Tosfos says. So this is a basic, machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, this prohibition we talked about last week applies across the board. Any case, anytime someone's trying to get something, you can't undercut him. You can't snatch it away from him. According to Tosfos, that's only where the first one can tell the second one, leave me alone, like you can go get it anywhere. Why are you bothering with me? I was working for this one, and I'll get this one, you get it somewhere else. But if the first guy can't tell the second guy that, it's something that's hefker, something that's unavailable anywhere else, it's something that you found, or the Toskim say something that's very cheap, a bargain that's a one-of-a-kind closeout floor model that you can't get anywhere else. So then, if the deal isn't done yet with the first one, you have the right to take it away from right away. That's the machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. You had a question?
So the teacher, there's a job.
Right.
So I can take that teacher away.
Right. So the Sma says, what? Right. So the Sma says that, the Sma just says like this. The Sma says, this is already on the second side. The Sma says that this case of the teacher, he's going on the Shulchan Aruch, this case of the teacher, you're allowed to snatch the teacher away is because the only issur of Ani Hamach B'Charar, what he spoke about last week, is when everything's equal, so you're not allowed to take something when you could get it somewhere else. But like you're saying, that the teacher is unavailable, this is the one teacher I need for my child, I can't find anyone else, right? He says Mashenken Pasbaras Halimin Ve'Yuno, and the ability to explain something and look into something, the teachers aren't alike, this one I know is good for my child, I can't find someone like that anywhere else. So the way the Nesivus understands the Sma, the Shulchan Aruch is going with the opinion of Tosfos, who holds that the whole prohibition last week was only by things that are available somewhere else, but not by something that's unavailable. So that's why here the Shulchan Aruch says that you can take that teacher away. Right? Based on this understanding, we would come out like this. We would say that the only time you can have a headhunter, the only time you could be a headhunter or take someone else's employee is if it's unavailable anywhere else. There's no other maid available, no other babysitter available, there's no other manager of the bank available except this one for you. You need this one. But we're not finished yet even. Even according to this, the Nesiva says it's only if the first person did not make a kinyan with this employee. Right, we learned in the beginning that under many circumstances, once someone is working for another person, he's not allowed to quit in the middle. Right? If he has a contract with someone, he's not allowed to quit. It's also you're not allowed to quit in the middle of a job if you committed yourself to do something once you started working for sure. So the Nesiva says if the person had made a kinyan, he had already signed a contract, or he was in the middle of a job, so then this heter doesn't help. You can't take it from that guy because he's not allowed to quit and you're not allowed to help him do something that's prohibited. Right? There's certain circumstances where you're not allowed to quit. If you gave your word that you're going to do the job, you can't quit in the middle. Right? So in such a circumstance, you wouldn't be able to quit. However, we also learned that if you're a worker, you're allowed to quit at any time. If you're a poel and not a kavlan, because we said, Hashem said, you're my servant, you're not anyone else's servant, and you're allowed to quit any time you want. Right? So in such a case, we'd have to say that there was a kinyan. So I'm just throwing in one detail. If the first employee, if he's already working, he already has a contract, so it's not so simple you could head on to him and take him out, even according to this hetter that we're saying, because he has a commitment to finish off the year, to finish off whatever he's doing, to finish the job, and he's not allowed to quit in the middle, so you can't take it from him. So we'd have to go back to those first few shiurim that we had. When is a worker allowed to quit? So in addition to the fact that you needed to be a one-of-a-kind worker, you also have to make sure that that worker is in a position where he's allowed to quit his job. You're not allowed to help him do something that's prohibited and let him leave when he's not allowed to. Okay, so we're further limiting Tosu's heter. Tosu said you can ask the teacher to work for you, but it's only if something like a teacher, which is a one-of-a-kind job, and also only where he hadn't started working yet, or it was the type of position where he was allowed to leave in the middle. But if he wasn't allowed to leave in the middle, so then you can't ask him to come to you. So that would be a difference between the headhunter cases, because many times the people have a commitment to stay there and they're not allowed to just go away, especially if their leaving will cause a loss. Right? We learned even in cases where a worker is allowed to leave, if it's going to cause someone a loss, right? You have someone working for you, a band is coming to the Yachasana, and they call up an hour before and say, we can't come. We said you're not allowed to do that because that's a loss. It's either a monetary loss or a emotional loss that you won't have a band at your wedding. That you're not allowed to do. So certainly you can't headhunt someone to take them away from that job. Okay, so that's the first way of understanding Tosus. Tosus is going according to his own reasoning, Lashitoso, that he holds that the Ani Hamavich B'Charara prohibition does not apply to something that's one of a kind. So this teacher is one of a kind, and that's why Tosu says you could take him. The problem is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch I quoted at the top of the second side, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Amrim, that we make this difference between ownerless property, one of a kind things, and things that are not one of a kind. And then he says, Yesh Amrim, some said, Deloshon, there is no difference. And the Sfaradi Poskim have a rule that whenever you have the Shulchan Aruch saying Yoshamrim this, and then some say this, and then some say that, he means to go like the second opinion. He's saying some say this, but some say this, and this is what you should do. Now the Shulchan Aruch concludes that it is always prohibited to go take someone's cookie from him, someone's employee from him, whatever it is from him. So then, how did he bring down the Tosfos and say that you're allowed to take the teacher away? The Sma said that he's going like Rashi, so he's going like Tosfos the Shita, but the way the Sfaradi Poskim say, they say that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you're never allowed to take it away from someone. So why in this case did we say you're allowed to take the teacher away from the employer. Is there any other reason we could think of why you should be allowed to take this employee away? How are we going to understand the Shulchan Aruch itself? Why should it be that we're allowing you to take away this teacher? The Shulchan Aruch itself paskins, according to the Sfardi Poskim, the Ramah says that you do make this difference. You make this distinction, but the Shulchan Aruch, according to these Poskim, say you're always prohibited to take away someone's worker. Why did they say you're allowed to take away the teacher? But is there any special thing about a teacher that might make it different than other cases? So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not like the Sma, the Nesivis, and everything we said until now. The reason you're allowed to hire a teacher that someone else has already is not because it's the only one available, and when it's the only one available, this whole prohibition doesn't apply. That's not the reason. The reason you're allowed to hire that teacher is because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah, to teach your son Torah. And when there's a mitzvah to do a certain thing, so then these halachas don't apply. The halachas don't apply in a case where a mitzvah overrides it, or is the mitzvah, the need to have someone learn Torah, overrides any not nicety of taking someone's employee away from it. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Right, so very good. Very good, very good, exactly. So I'm going to get there. That's exactly right. Just to understand it a little bit better. Let's understand. Let me just explain this Aruch HaShulchan a little bit better, make it a little bit more appealing. I suppose you're in the desert, and there's, you know, one cup of water, right? The Gemara asks the Shaila, what do you, you know, who's supposed to drink the water? So you would say that if my life is at stake, I don't share the water. If I could get the water, I take the water myself, right? It's my life, and my life is at stake. You know, all these different things don't make a difference when my life's at stake. So if we consider a mitzvah like our life, right, a mitzvah is, you know, a mitzvah is my life. Without mitzvahs, it's not worth anything. So if I have a mitzvah that I need to learn Torah, and if not that, it's not worth living to some extent. So in that case, you know, Hashem's in charge. He said, I'm supposed to do the best to have my, to do my mitzvah. And that other person, who left that other person, fulfill his mitzvah when the time comes. That might be some way of understanding the Aruch HaShulchan. Right, so according to this reason, you'd never allow to take an employee away from someone. We have no heter to take someone's employee away, right? According to the Aruch HaShulchan's reason, we don't find any heter to take away an employee. The only thing we see in the Shulchan Aruch is that if you have a obligation to perform a mitzvah and someone else is standing in your way and doing that mitzvah, so then you don't have to be a nice guy. But there also, if there's a commitment, like we said before, I think that would still apply. You know, so you can't ruin someone's commitment. If he made a commitment and he's not allowed to quit what he's doing, that your mitzvah can't make him do something that's prohibited. We're just talking about this obligation not to be a rasha, to do something that's wrong. It's not called wrong if you need to do a mitzvah, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. If you need this for your mitzvah is important as his mitzvah. You know, you're both trying to get this thing, so you don't have to worry that you're offering a higher price. Right, there's one spot left in the yeshiva, in that classroom. You try to get your child in and, you know, pay extra, even though someone else is not going to get there. Someone's going to be left out. Why should it be yours, child?
I mean, I don't have a riot, but somewhere in Shas, I think it says where for a mitzvah, you can cop away from another person.
Right, you can't. Right, so that's what I'm saying. You can't make a bracha. Right, someone's about to do to make a bracha on shechting an animal, right? So the halacha is, if you make that bracha, you have to pay him 10 gold coins because you stole his mitzvah away from him. Right? So you're not stealing a mitzvah away from him. He'll do the mitzvah, he'll get someone else. In fact, that's what some of the poskim say. Why? There's no problem here. Let him get another rebbe for his child. You need this for your child. And if it will involve doing something also that he's not allowed to quit, then you can't cause that first teacher to do something that's usher. We're talking in a case where they were negotiating, right? They're negotiating, and you want to offer a higher price, so he'll go with your kid. So in such a case, he didn't do a mitzvah yet. They're negotiating. It's not his rebbe yet. They're negotiating, and you can take it away.
No, probably wasn't.
why they're negotiating. But we said, the Nesiva said that if, it's in a way that he's not allowed to quit. You can't let him do something that he's not allowed to do. And under certain circumstances, when you're an employee, you're not allowed to quit. So we have the talking where he said he hadn't started working yet, they were just negotiating.
So he was already working.
Or he's working in a case where he's allowed to quit, like we said last week, if it was only for a certain time, and they're talking about the time afterwards.
Oh, I see. I'm going to work. I'm going to teach
for a year.
4 weeks.
Yeah, and how about after? I want you afterwards. I'm going to take you afterwards. You know, if you're ever in yeshiva and you were on the other side of someone taking your chavusa from you, you know, like, so then it does hurt a little bit, this svara, but I think that's what the Archa Shofan is saying, you know. You're thinking that you're going to learn with this guy, you're talking to him, and then someone else comes, look, why don't you learn with me? I'll take you there to sell with me in the summer if you become a chavusa, right? So, you know, it hurts if it happens, but, you know, we have to believe that Hashem is in charge, and no one takes something from you that you don't deserve to have taken from you, and he'll take care of it. If it wasn't done wrongly, if this is mutter. So according to these svaradim, you can never take any work away from someone. That's ani amabit
v'charara. Employee away from employer.
Right, and even if he's not even working there yet, even if he would have the right to quit, you're not allowed to headhunt him and say, look, when your contract is up, come to me, when otherwise he would be continuing over there.
Unless that person is the only person.
That was the first answer. Now we're saying for performance of a mitzvah. We now have two ways of understanding the Shulchan Aruch. Either we're saying you can only do it when it's the only one available. You can only do it when it's the only one available. And the other way of understanding is you can only do it if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's for a Mitzvah. Otherwise, you can't do it at all. Right. That's the difference we said last week. We said as long as, in the other side, right, as long as, unless he's looking for another worker. There it's even worse. There you're taking someone's job away when you know the boss is looking to fire him. But you're not allowed to give in your resume when you don't have no reason to think he's going to be fired, right? Because you're taking his parnasa away, you're taking away his livelihood. Over here, certainly, where you're not taking away anyone's livelihood, so it would be okay if you know that he's looking for another job. Say, look, if things are tough over there, you're looking for something else, you know, I have something for you, I have a position, don't worry, I'll get you a job. Now, there's one last caveat in this hetzer that we can have. So far it's already pretty shaky taking someone's worker away, because according to one opinion it's only if it's a one of a kind thing, so you know, make sure it's a one of a kind thing or you're in trouble. And according to the other opinion, it's only if it's a mitzvah. And just to speak out what you said, that the difference between them will be a guitar teacher, right? According to the first reason, if it's a one of a kind guitar teacher that you need for your child, so then, you know, it's one of a kind, you can do it. According to the second, there's no mitzvah to teach your child guitar, so you couldn't take it. Right, so already, you know, can you do it? You know, I start answering you, well, it's a machlokus. You know, maybe you shouldn't do either one because it's not so sure. Unless you did the case that Tosu said, the case of someone teaching Torah, you know, like the Shulchan Aruch. Anything else, you're already getting into shaky ground. And then there's one more shake over here to scare you from taking someone's employee. And that is the Minchas Pitim. The Minchas Pitim says that the case that Tosu is saying, this halacha that Tosu said, that Shulchan Aruch says, that you're allowed to take someone's teacher to teach your own child, is only because Torah is a special thing. Not because a mitzvah, not because it's a one-of-a-kind thing. It's because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go outside, to Chutz La'aretz. It's a halacha. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Because of that, some people said they don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael because they won't be able to leave. Right, there are a few exceptions. One of the exceptions is when you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, that's if you need to learn Torah, you have a Rebbe in Chutz La'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, you can leave Eretz Yisrael to go to America and learn Torah there. Right, that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, even if you have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the yeshiva, there are plenty of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, you're still allowed to go to America, because your Rebbe that you learned from and you were successful with is in America. And we don't say that go keep on going around Eretz Yisrael and maybe you'll find someone, because you never know who you're going to learn from. You know that you successfully learned from this Rebbe in America, and in Eretz Yisrael you don't know that there's someone available. So even though there's normally prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael for any reason, unless you have a good reason, Parnas is another reason. But for Torah, to learn Torah, and there's no one else to learn from, possibly here, and there you know you have someone, so you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lars. So the Minchas Pitim says that based on that, we can understand Tosus's reason over here. Even though you're never allowed to take an employee from anyone, even if it's a Devar Mitzvah, even if it's a one-of-a-kind employee, but if it's for Torah, where you never know who you're going to learn from, and this guy you know is good for your child, or for you, or for your school, or for whatever, so only in the case of Torah, only in the case of a Rebbe, is there such a heter, but not for any other mitzvah, and not for any one-of-a-kind employee. So we said three different explanations of this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Right? If we ask you, are you allowed to headhunt, to take someone's employee away? Well, the first thing you'll show me is Shulchan Aruch says, well, if you have a teacher teaching for someone else, you can take him to work for you. Right? So that sounds good. But the first thing you can say, the first problem with that is, that could be because we're talking about a one-of-a-kind object, and the Shulchan Aruch is going according to the way the Sma understands is going according to Tosfos, that the only issue is where you could go somewhere else, why take that from him? But if you can't get it anywhere else, you can't take it anywhere else, so then you can take this one. And I'll add another chiluk that they say, and last week, when you're taking away someone's job, you're costing that guy money. Right, I'm losing my job. Right? You're offering your services instead of me. I'm losing my job. That costs me money. That hurts. But if I'm taking someone's employee, I'm saving him money. Right? The employee, I'm giving him his money. The employer, I'm saving him money. He should thank me. Right? So that's another svara, they say, why there might be a difference. But we said that even according to the Sma, it's only where it's a one-of-a-kind thing. It's a one-of-a-kind employee, so then there might be some heter according to Tosfos. If it's a maid, the only maid available, the only babysitter available, the only teacher, guitar teacher, Torah teacher, headhunter that's going to, the guy that's going to run your system to be able to compete with the other guys, it's the only one available, then you can take him, but only where he's allowed to quit. You can't tempt him to do something that he's not allowed to do. If he has a contract, signed contract, he's not allowed to quit in the middle of it. Or by his quitting, he'll cause a loss to the boss. So then you can't ask him, even though he's one of a kind. So that was one answer. The second way of understanding it is, even if it's a one of a kind worker, you can't take him. You can't even take a one of a kind employee that's not available anywhere else. Unless it's for a Devar Mitzvah. For a mitzvah, once again, where there's not going to be any Yisurim involved, no one's going to do anything wrong, but you have someone trying to get this, do this mitzvah, there's one esrog left in town, so you have just as much right to get that esrog as the other guy. Offer more money, make it a bidding war. Right? That was another answer. According to the first answer, you don't have any riot that the mitzvah is any different. Right? According to the Sma, you don't see that mitzvah helps you any. According to this Aruch HaShulchan, you don't see that one of a kind is a difference. Like, once again, like if you ask a shayla, I don't know, you'd have to ask someone who's going to be machriya, someone who will decide between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Nesivas. That's a hard business. Right, if you're an Ashkenazi, so you can hold like the first svar, but the Aruch HaShulchan also is an Ashkenazi, and he says the reason isn't because of Ani Amakach V'Charara. He says the reason is because of the Devar Mitzvah. The Sfarim are using him to explain the Shulchan Aruch also. But if that is the reason, so then we don't have any proof that you can take someone's one-of-a-kind thing. Maybe you'd say it on your own. If it's one-of-a-kind, you could do it. It could be that you would say, according to the Ramah. Yeah, that's a good point. And the third Shita we said, that this whole Heter only applies by Torah. And Tosfos is only meant by Torah, where Rebbe is such a personal, unique type thing. In that case, if you know this person is good for you or your child or for your school, so then you can snatch him once again if nothing also is going to be done. But any other case, whether it's a mitzvah or a one-of-a-kind thing, we don't see any proof from the Shulchan Aruch that you can take him away.